Proclamation number 8127 of 17th of March, 1962. Primordial center of light and power. The greatest spirit of infinity, the creator of heaven and earth, the primordial center of light and power, reveals himself to you humans because he loves you. Because you are power that once emanated from him, which were radiated out as beings and, since they had free will, took a wrong path which led them far away from their place of origin. But this greatest and most perfect spirit is love in its fundamental substance, and love lets nothing get lost. You humans can indeed live an independent life on Earth, you can also think. But you are without knowledge of all spiritual correlations, you are without knowledge of your relationship to this most perfect spirit, to your God and Creator from eternity. And in his greater than great love for all his creatures he reveals himself to them as soon as they walk across the earth as I-conscious beings, and he stimulates them to think. He addresses people directly. The greatest spirit of infinity bends down to his creatures, which were emitted by him as the tiniest sparks of light eternally ago. For these creatures have lost their light, they had voluntarily turned away from him and strive towards darkness. But truthful information can be given to the human being if he is willing to receive divine revelations. If he is willing to listen to what the greatest and most perfect spirit of infinity wants to impart to him. And then you will truly also receive a portrayal from this supremely perfect being which will inwardly urge you to seek contact with him, and you will learn to understand the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. You will be introduced to profound knowledge, because only your free will is necessary for this. To join that perfect being which you recognize as your origin as soon as the light of truth is kindled in you. And every divine revelation is such a light from above which enlightens your hearts and brings back to you the lost knowledge you possessed when you yourselves still radiated as a spark of light in his presence. Once you were close to him but you could not see him because you would have passed away in the face of the primal light and the primal power which made you rise. 17th of the 3rd 1962, and now he is close to you, and even if you are unable to see him, he nevertheless reveals himself to you because he wants you to recognize him. For he takes pity on your wretched situation and wants to help you to beatitude. You humans are addressed by him, the most perfect being, of whom you have no idea because he is everything in everything. Because there is nothing which does not testify to himself. Because everything is strength from him, the eternal source of strength and light. You were once emanated as the tiniest spark and yet the most perfect being concerns itself with every one of its creatures, for incessant love unites it with it, and this love expresses itself to the human being by revealing itself, so that the human being takes cognizance of his original relationship with that great spirit of infinity, so that he himself may seek to join him, so that he may return to his origin. Man has the ability to be able to think, and therefore God reveals himself, for man shall come to terms with the knowledge which is imparted to him directly by God. He kindles a light for the human being who still dwells in darkness as long as he is still completely without knowledge about himself, about his beginning and his goal. He takes pity on his creature that it walks in darkness. For in this darkness it is also unable to recognize its Creator, who is love from eternity. But if it recognizes its Creator, who also wants to be its Father, then it will also show him love. And therefore this supremely perfect being reveals himself to people in order to inspire them to love, which will ignite in them as soon as only a small light shines for them. Which informs them of their original beginning and their purpose on earth. In God's love, the created being took its origin. God's love pursues his created being until it returns to the eternal love again in order to be ineffably blissful in union with it. Amen.